Hello, book lovers. It is terrific to be joining you again on the 2SER Book Club. I hope you're well. What have you been reading? What are you loving? Today, I have brought in something that is truly unique. It's thought-provoking, puzzling, laugh-out-loud funny. Yes, Xiang Lu's The Whitewash might just be the whole package. Let me introduce you to this incredible and unique setup. Brood Empire was meant to be a landmark for Asian representation in Hollywood. With a $350 million budget and a lead who looked like he'd been carved from stone, this would be the film that broke through and put all the subtle and overt racist stereotypes to bed. Instead, production was dogged from the start, the lead got pulped in an ill-advised cage fight, and the whole set leaked worse than Tom Holland on a bender. The Whitewash is the unofficial history of the rise and fall of Brood Empire, detailing not only the film's unseemly demise, but its origins in the annals of racist representations of Asia and Asians throughout 20th century filmmaking. So, The Whitewash is told in a documentary style led by the team at ClickBay, an online gossip rag that specializes in entertainment news and celebrity gossip of the most salacious kind. ClickBay have secured exclusive access to JK Jr., the superhero-physiqued Hong Kong actor who's been cast in the leading role in Brood Empire. The film itself is an adaptation of the cult novels of Yu Guan, featuring his secret agent Brando X, a Chinese James Bond who inverts all the tropes, fighting a white supervillain seeking to subjugate the Eastern world. Now, about now, I feel the need to acknowledge that I am not much of a cinephile, and there were definitely moments in The Whitewash where fiction and reality blurred in a way that I just couldn't separate, because this is film history with this incredible alternative narrative inserted in ways that truly blur reality. We are talking about incredible deep dives and cultural critiques melded with the book's fictional narrative. Now, as the title suggests, The Whitewash explores the ways that white culture, in this case cinema, has a tendency to pick, choose, and bleach aspects of other culture for its own entertainment and edification. Alongside the fly-on-the-wall access to the development of Brood Empire, we're treated to a whistle-stop tour of history of Asian representation in Hollywood, from its inception in villainous caricatures through to the edification of martial arts as the savior of the blockbuster. The Whitewash is very aware of its source material, and it does not miss a trick in satirizing the film industry, the media industrial complex, cults of celebrity, and even all of us, who, if we're foolish enough to uncritically consume what is dished up to us across multimedia platforms. The broad thrust of the plot is the rise and fall of the film Brood Empire, as it seeks to break free of the Hollywood stereotypes, only to fall victim to the machine. This is a gross oversimplification, though, as the reader is treated to this deviously woven narrative consisting of all sorts of twists and turns, and an ensemble cast that you'll need a playbook to keep track of. I truly loved The Whitewash for its irreverent take on the entertainment industry that was knowing but also incisive in its critique. The book shows us an industry known for its exploitation and opens our eyes to just how much goes on behind the scenes. And if a terrific story wasn't enough, The Whitewash is also accompanied by a companion website called The Beige Index. So this was put together by the author and a colleague, The Beige Index, and you can go to thebeigeindex.com. It takes a look at the top 250 films on IMDb, and it gives them a rating, a beige index, based on representation, non-white representation in films. The website itself is an absolute trip, and I thoroughly recommend you check it out. Although, you might be a little bit surprised about some of your favorite films. So today on Book Club, I brought to you Xiang Lu's The Whitewash, an absolutely terrific read. And I am going to get back to reading now, so I've got something incredible for you next week as well. Till then, happy reading. Check us out on Saturday morning on Final Draft. Bye now.